Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
Well, you know, these days it can be pretty easy to get wrapped up in what we have, all those physical things, and just kind of let relationships, the important parts of life, slip away. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, and today we're going to hear from Joshua Becker. He's written a number of books and articles about removing clutter from our lives so we can focus on the things, on the people who are important. Here he is talking with Jim Daly.
Welcome back to Focus on the Family.
Well, it is good to be here. Thank you so much.
Sounds like this is important.
It
feels like I'm going to the principal's office.
We had a lot of guilt associated with Joshua's last visit. Why did we have him back? Whose idea was that?
It must have been Eva, our producer, but I think she's feeling guilty too.
It was a great program.
Joshua, it is good to have you back. This is a biblical application, and in our materialistic world, we tend to look by that and just kind of chuckle, and it's funny. Yeah. When it comes to kids, which is part of the emphasis today, why is it important for kids to be clutter-free?
Yeah, well, I think because we are always communicating and teaching values to our kids, and if they see us living in a home where we already have more than we need, and yet we are constantly pursuing and accumulating more and more and more, what are the lessons that they're learning from us? I think that's so important. I don't know what the three most common words are in the American home, if it's I love you or if it's let's go shopping, it's on sale, I want that, watch this advertisement.
That's an interesting test, actually. You think about that. What's the most common phrase you use in your home? Does clean up your room count?
Clean up your room. That's four words. Probably counts.
You're a father of a teen. You have a 15-year-old. And how old is your other child?
My daughter is 11.
Right. So 15 and 11. I've got 15, 17. You've got kids throughout
somewhere
the spectrum, right? Up into their 20s. But I guess the basic question, is it actually possible to even get your kids to clutter-free?
Well, I think it most certainly is.
Are they living it, your kids?
They do. They do a very good job of it. Now, I started with this 9 years ago, so they were younger, 2 and 6. I do think that throwing clutter-free principles upon them when they're in their teenage years and they've been growing up in a certain home and a certain family and you living your life in a certain way, that trying to change that at 16 or 17 is a little more difficult.
So that's a caution,
dramatic,
right?
Yeah, I think
parents, do not do this if you have teenagers,
slow. No. Certainly the sooner you get started, the better, and certainly the any time that you have them under your roof, there's opportunities to share what's important.
Now, you referenced that program for those that didn't hear it. If you didn't, get a copy. We can get that to you. Contact us here at Focus on the Family, and we can make sure you get that. But just do a quick recap of, in 2008, what happened, you and your wife, with these little wonderful children that you have, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're looking around going, what in the world are we doing? How did you come to that crisis?
Yeah, short story. I was living in Vermont. I was doing some typical spring cleaning, as most Americans do. I was cleaning out the garage. I pulled everything out in the driveway. I spent hours working
right
on
there.
This. My son was 5 years old in the backyard begging me to come play with him, of course, as a five-year-old would. And I strike up a conversation with my neighbor. I begin complaining a little bit about how much time I'd spent on the garage. She was complaining about the time that she had spent taking care of her yard. And she made this comment to me. She says, yeah, that's why my daughter is a minimalist. She keeps telling me I don't need to own all this stuff. And I remember looking at the pile of possessions piled up in my driveway, all dirty and dusty and broken, you know. And I knew full well that my possessions weren't making me happy, or at least we would all say that we know our possessions aren't making us happy. But as I looked at the pile of things in my driveway, and then I see my five-year-old son swinging alone in the backyard where he'd been all morning, suddenly this further realization that not only were my things not making me happy, but my things were actually taking me away from the very thing that did bring me happiness and purpose and fulfillment in life. And I think that that's a very different realization. And in many ways, it forms the basis for the book Clutter-Free with Kids. It forms the basis for what I think is such an important conversation, that all the stuff that we own is actually keeping us from living life to the fullest.
Those are some pretty powerful points that Joshua makes, and our things tend to take us away from what really can make us happy. And Danny, one of those big points here is that when we obsess about things, when we're all wrapped up in things, our children get the message. They get a message that we may not intend. How do we show our kids that we care and still juggle the, you know, the stuff part of life?
You know, that is a challenge that every parent, I'm sure, faces or has faced. The reality that we have so many things and so many demands on our time and attention. And I think the first one to teach and to model is a decluttering of the mind. What are we thinking about? What's capturing our attention? What's most important to us? And showing that to our kids. Sometimes we will have a lot of things and we'll have disorder in our home. And that's that could be a sign of needing to declutter things. But usually things show something is cluttered up in the mind. And that could be the inability to let some things go because we have an emotional attachment to those things, or the need for things to make us happy, or other things that prevent us from being peaceful in our mind. And prayer is a perfect place to go for that. And in a practical way for parents, it's showing kids that there are many things that clutter up our lives, including things. And it does feel good to clear things out of the house, give things away to people, and bless them with those things. It gives us less things to maintain. But then the discipline of being able to just pause and be present with one another. If you start early with your kids, they can see that at any point, even if the house is chaotic, you can create a peaceful moment with someone. And that discipline shows the discipline of relationship as the primary focus, so that you don't become obsessed with the need to have everything perfect either, a museum in your house.
Yeah.
You may have some disorder. So the idea here is making time for one another, making time for conversation, decluttering your mind, and that will really give you the awareness you need to declutter the house.
Okay, now I'm not making this up, but last night I had one of those moments. It was rare. It was just my son and me, and we were sitting on the sofa, and he was kind of bored, and I had a book, and I was absolutely not going to let go of my moment with the book, the simplicity of that, and just some casual conversation. That was really a rich moment. I hope that as a mom or a dad, you can do that. You can set aside some time, leave the to-do list, let the stuff just sit there for a minute, and push pause and tune in to your kid. Have some moments where it's just you and your child doing pretty much nothing. Good insights, Danny. Thank you. And for more information about decluttering your mind and your head and your house, stop by our website and get a copy of Joshua's book, Clutter-Free with Kids. It is doable, and we'll link over to the website and have our contact info in the show notes. By the way, when you make a donation today of any amount to Focus on the Family, we'll say thank you by sending a complimentary copy of Joshua's book. Get Clutter-Free Kids when you donate today. Well, next time we'll be talking about the practical side of decluttering and have more from Joshua. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny and the team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.